From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama will be picking up his Nobel Peace Prize shortly. He's in Norway for the ceremony, which is scheduled to begin this hour. Speaking to reporters before the ceremony in Oslo, Mr. Obama acknowledged criticism that his prize is premature. He said there are others who may be more deserving, but that he will continue to work on issues important to the U.S., such as halting the spread of nuclear weapons, addressing climate change, and stabilizing Afghanistan.
The goal is not to win a popularity contest or to get an award, even one as esteemed as the Nobel Peace Prize. The goal has been to advance America's interests.
Mr. Obama said if he's successful, then some of the criticism should subside. Defense Secretary Robert Gates left Afghanistan today and flew into Iraq for an unannounced visit. His visit comes during a week in which coordinated bombings in Baghdad killed at least 112 people and wounded more than 400. A U.S. envoy has wrapped up a three-day trip to North Korea, the first such official visit under the Obama administration. The U.S. is trying to convince Pyongyang to return to six-party negotiations. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Speaking at an airport in Pyongyang as he left the country, Ambassador Stephen Bosworth told China's Xinhua News Agency that the meetings with North Korean officials had been very useful. He did not elaborate or mention whether North Korea had agreed to return to the six-party talks. Bosworth is believed to have met with officials in charge of North Korea's nuclear strategy, but not with leader Kim Jong-il. Kim had previously indicated to Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao that Pyongyang was willing to resume talks, but on the condition that it speak directly with the U.S. first. Bosworth is scheduled to brief U.S. and South Korean officials in Seoul before heading on to Beijing, Tokyo, and Moscow to brief officials there on his trip. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
First the snow, now wind, and bone-chilling temperatures are the concern for parts of the country today. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Forecasters warn of dangerously cold temperatures and high winds in much of the Midwest and across New England. The first major winter storm of the season dumped a foot or more of snow from Colorado to Missouri to Minnesota. As the storm headed northeast, it carried blizzard-like conditions with it. More than 3 feet of snow is expected in northern and western New York by Friday. Parts of Maine and New Hampshire got a foot of snow or more, and high winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour continue to batter the region. In the south, some areas that got snow last weekend received heavy rain and flooding. The storm system brought drastically changing temperatures and spawned a possible tornado in southern Georgia. By Saturday, parts of the southeast could get a mixture of rain, freezing rain, and snow. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Officials in the Philippines say suspected bandits seized about 75 hostages after a raid on a remote elementary school today. The vice governor of the province in the southern Philippines, where the hostages were taken, says the gunmen appeared to be using them as human shields. Officials are attempting to negotiate their release. Police are reported to have said that 18 hostages have been freed, including 17 children. House lawmakers are set to begin debate on legislation aimed at better policing the financial industry. The bill is described as the most sweeping since the Great Depression. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The legislation is slowly making its way to the floor. A group of moderates threatened to hold up the legislation if their amendments were not heard. Previously, Congressional Black Caucus members also threatened to vote against the bill to draw attention to their concerns. The overhaul package before the House would create a Consumer Financial Protection Agency to oversee mortgages, credit cards, and payday lenders. It would also establish a Council of Regulators to identify financial firms considered too big to fail. The council would be allowed to impose stricter rules on such companies and help dismantle them if their failure threatens the entire financial system. Debate in the House will focus on potential amendments to the bill, with an eye towards a final vote in the coming days. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The number of homeowners on the brink of foreclosure continues to decline. The real estate data company RealtyTrack is reporting the fourth straight monthly drop. About one in every 417 homes received a foreclosure-related notice last month. That's down 8% from October. However, that's still 18% higher than a year ago. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.